Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to do some leaving, have some marionettes, hear some songs by Larry Yole, engage in some capers, and play some records for no particular reason. Last week I played Love Me or Leave Me by Jack Hilton, so I thought I'd play a set of some other Leave Me songs, beginning with Charlie Johnson's original Paradise 10.
Thank you. Thank you.
The New Orleans Jazz Band from a Domino 78 recorded around September 10, 1924, and How Could You Leave Me Now, written by Charlie and Harry Tobias and George Bennett. This New Orleans Jazz Band was a working band which played in clubs and broadcast half-hour programs over WEAF in New York and featured Sidney Arredin, and is not to be confused with another New Orleans Jazz Band which was led by pianist Jimmy Durante. Yes, that Jimmy Durante. Before How Could You Leave Me Now, it was the Jacksonville Harmony Trio, which, unlike a lot of bands which used place names, actually was from Florida, and Why Did You Leave Me Alone? The vocalist on that August 23, 1927 Victor recording made in Savannah, Georgia, was Charles Frazier. Interesting record, but definitely not one of my Desert Island discs. Why Did You Leave Me Alone was written by Robert H. Cloud. We began the show with Charlie Johnson's original Paradise 10 and Don't You Leave Me Here, written by Jelly Roll Morton. Monette Moore was the vocalist on that February 25, 1927 Victor recording. The Paradise in Charlie Johnson's original Paradise 10 refers to Small's Paradise, a basement nightclub on 7th Avenue in Harlem which the band had opened in October of 1925, but they had also played at the Paradise Club in Atlantic City. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, I played Cuckoo in the Clock, which was written by W.R. Collins, and mentioned that he also wrote Laughing Marionette. Well, here's Carl Fenton's rendition of Laughing Marionette. Thank you.
with a Spanish moon on a night in June. Lovebirds were in tune. Marionette, marionette, can't you hear me croon? My heart's calling you, won't you answer soon? Why did you go? You left me so lonely. Dreaming of you, dear, I love you only. I miss your charms here in my arms. How can I forget? Come back again, sweet marionette.
The Varsity Four, Reedman Andy Sinella, Bill Wurgis on piano, Harry Reeser on banjo, Joe Tardo playing bass, and Joe Green on xylophone. Oh wait, that's five. Oh well. Anyway, that was March of the Marionettes from a Brunswick 78 waxed February 18th, 1928, one of six sides the group recorded, and I may just play another one of those six sides later in the show. Before March of the Marionettes, it was just Marionette. That was Ben Selvin and his orchestra with Franklin Bauer providing the vocal on April 23rd, 1927. We began the set with Laughing Marionette, performed by Carl Fenton and his orchestra in September of 1929.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
On last week's show, I played I Got a Misery, which was written by Herb Sharlin and Larry Yole, and I mentioned that Larry Yole wrote the lyrics to a number of other songs, including When Mother Nature Sings Her Lullaby, I Love You, West and Nest and You, Rockabye My Baby Blues, Tennessee Moon, When Hearts Are Young, Lazy Summer Moon, Village by the Sea, and these.
Thank you. I was in heaven last night. Please believe me, I caught the moon in its flight. I walked on the clouds above me, gathering stardust with you. And then when you said you loved me, flowers fell out of the blue. Oh, please believe me, this never happened before. The sun rose at midnight, while moonbeams danced over the floor. I raised my eyes to painted skies, as rainbows formed above. Please believe me, I'm really in love.
Around in a dream, oh, what a wonderful dream. I can smell flowers rare, but there ain't any there. I'm walking around in a dream. Love songs are born on each breeze. Songbirds are singing in trees, but there ain't any breeze, and there ain't any breeze. I'm walking around in a dream. This says and bugs, Papa shrugged, and he acts like he might be so. Ma looks so sad, says the lad's got it bad, worse than he had before. Gazing up at sunny skies, raindrops fall into my eyes. Reason is, I confess, that somebody's dead, yeah. Walking around in a dream, just dreaming, walking around in a dream.
Herman Cannon's Multnomah Hotel Orchestra and Walking Around in a Dream, written by Robert Spencer, Larry Yole, and Ted Lewis, who recorded it for Columbia. The vocalist on this April 24, 1929 Victor recording was Ted O'Hara, who played banjo in the band. Before that, it was Jack Harris and his orchestra with Sam Costa providing the vocal on Please Believe Me from May 17, 1936. Please Believe Me was composed by Al Jacobs and was also recorded by Wingy Minone, Rudy Valley, and Roy Fox. We started that Larry Yohl set with Al Boley and Ray Noble's orchestra and You, Just You from October 11, 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at shamrockradio.com and rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Listener Mary is in Ontario, Canada, and listens to the show on shamrockradio.com. She sent a nice email last week asking to hear Canadian capers. So for listener Mary, here's not only Canadian capers, but several other capers, not including Claude's Copper Clapper caper.
Thank you.
I mentioned earlier that I might play another side by the Varsity Four, and there you have it. Kitty Capers. Capers with a K, of course, from September 21st, 1928. Kitty Capers was written by Nat Shilkret, Lou Pollock, and Al Sherman, and was preceded by George Hamilton Green, accompanied by Frank Banta on piano and Charleston Capers, a George Hamilton Green composition from 1925. Before Charleston Capers, we heard Sam Lannon's arrangement of Bizet's Carmen and Carmen Capers from a Columbia 78, waxed April 22, 1925. We started that Capers set with a request from ShamrockRadio.com listener Mary in Ontario, Canada, for Canadian Capers. Canadian Capers was written in 1921 by Gus Chandler, Henry Cohen, and Burt White. Mary didn't request a particular band, so I chose the July 18, 1921 version by the Paul Bees Trio. I hope that recording is new to you, Mary, and that you enjoyed it. Paul Whiteman also recorded it in 1921, but the tune remained popular, and a number of recordings were made in the 30s by Lou Stone, Tommy Dorsey, Harry Roy, Claude Hopkins, and Ted Weems.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call For No Particular Reason. So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records we've come across while putting this show together, which aren't part of a specific topic, but are nonetheless interesting, unusual, or for whatever reason warrant sharing.
Here to start off this edition of For No Particular Reason is Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians.
Thank you. beat from your eyes. Till we meet, the clinging ivy will recall your arms. Let me dream, for precious dreams are so divine. Though you love me from afar, I'll never be contented. Till we meet, and once again you're mine.
Thank you. not a riot. He's smiling in his sleep. Go in and take a peep at His Majesty the Baby. See, he's waking. Oh, what plans he's making. You may announce him now. Let everybody bow to His Majesty the Baby. The ladies stand in waiting. Here comes the King. Make way. They all stand there debating. What will His Highness say? And look, oh, he knows me. And with a smile he shows me. We live at his command and kiss the gentle hand of His Majesty the Baby.
I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more Rapidly Rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.